Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Live show now on a Monday after a wild weekend in Talladega, crazy finish. We'll get to that later on. We'll get to Alabama replacing the best kicker in program history with the guy who won the award for the best kicker in the country. That's coming up a little bit later on. But man, this basketball thing keeps churning around here. A rare Auburn to Alabama in rivalry transfer happened over the weekend. We discussed it at the end of last week. We'll start there and work our way through a big, busy slate of stories here. Most of it helped out by the portal. NFL draft coming up. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar. Forster, Tyler Lunsford, Taylor Korn, and EG out in the social media area at Next Round Live everywhere. Thumbs up. And make sure you're subscribed to everything. That includes The Meltdown and Uncorked on all of our platforms there, and War Damn Pods and Roll Tide Pods. Make sure you're subscribing there. Aiden Holloway leaves Auburn, goes to Alabama. I can't remember many transfers of note making that jump. It's a new era. How big is this? And how excited should Alabama fans be? And I guess Auburn fans are not going to be that upset with the fact that they really didn't get to see the best of Aiden Holloway last year.
No, the time they become upset is when Aiden Holloway plays to his potential. And I said last week, I don't think his stock could ever be as low as it is. I think in the transfer rankings, I think he was 64th. And this was a five-star McDonald's All-American coming to the Plains last year.
Well, I had him at 28 on 24/7 Sports, but different rankings, different places.
Yeah, I think I just saw it at 60. It was either 54th or 64th. Anyway, didn't have the season they thought he would have. He averaged over 20 minutes per game. He came out, played well against Indiana and Baylor. Once they got into conference play, just couldn't hit shots. And you just wonder with how different the offense will be with Nate Oates and a bunch of shooters around you, that really opens things up for Aiden Holloway.
Yeah, I mean, he was a 30% free three-point shooter. So, you know, he's not going to play a ton at Alabama shooting 30% unless he's just off the charts defensively. So, I mean, I'm with Lance. I don't think it really hurts you. I mean, the Auburn fans now are saying, hey, look, addition by subtraction. That's what you say when you lose a player. I get that.
I mean, he was in the portal. He was leaving.
Anyway. Yeah. Addition by subtraction. And look, I mean, that's what I would expect from the fan base that is losing him. And the Alabama fans are taking a victory lap because they took, in their mind, a player Auburn wanted. That's what I would expect from their fan base, right? So the truth will show when we tip this thing off in November, what kind of role does Aiden Holloway play for this team? You know, at the guard spot, I don't see him getting playing time in front of Mark Sears and Latrell Reitzel.
Yeah,
if Sears comes back.
We got to see what happens with Mark Sears down the road here, right? Because if Sears comes back, Reitzel's good at both ends of the floor. That roster has the number 7 recruiting class coming in. They brought in two perimeter players from Pepperdine in South Florida already. And that was my point when I joined Little T on Uncorked, as she does, reacts instantly to an Auburn story. We were in the infield at Talladega, and we went live. And the first thing I said was, he better have his act together on the court and off the court, because on that roster in Tuscaloosa, playing time is not guaranteed.
No, nor was it at Auburn, right?
And nor it was not. And, you know, there were games where Trey Donaldson got more minutes and other people got more minutes. He has to get his act together, or he could miss a couple of games here or there, because Nate Oates doesn't have a problem sitting people.
No.
when you're not, if you're not bought in on team atmosphere.
Well,
Nick Pringle took a flight to the NCAA tournament with Taylor Korn.
But again, I think you're buying low here, and I think the upside is a lot. And if you get what you saw, the potential in high school, Aiden Holloway, I mean, this could be a massive get for Alabama. We'll see. I think it's kind of, we're going to take a flyer on him. We've seen his potential. I would assume Nate recruited this kid out of high school. I would assume.
I think just about anybody wanted him, right?
He was a McDonald's All-American. Yeah. I think he was a top three recruit. And that you know, this is NFL draft week, right? So how many times do you see people who get drafted in the first round? And I tried to make the analogy with relationships in the uncorked version here.
Oh, can I hear that?
And I'll try it for you.
Yeah, okay.
LT helps me with this here because I think he understands this.
Okay, interesting.
There is that guy that every girl thinks that they can fix his problem, right?
Okay.
They see him.
The troubled, the bad boy, right?
They see him in a relationship and they're like, he won't cheat on me or he won't be that guy with me. I can fix him. I can fix him. And I think when you've got potential, like Aiden Holloway or a big first-round draft pick, those guys get chances because those people always go back to what he was at one point potential-wise and say, oh, I can unlock him. I can fix him. I can erase all of his problems on and off the court, and I can make him whole. I can make him the McDonald's All-American player again. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. You wonder, though, how much is self-inflicted? Look, Aiden lost his confidence, obviously, during the season at some point. But when you look at his last eight games, three games he didn't score, in the other five games, all under double figures. And you wonder when he, like, I don't know, was he a guy that was pouting and, you know, wasn't really getting the minutes he wanted and felt like he wasn't contributing to the level he should be. Well, he just seemed to disappear at times.
You just go to his exit conversation. Was it on Twitter or Instagram where he was prompt? What was the quote? I was promised a dream and I don't have it right in front of me. I can go pull it up later on. But he talked about he was promised one thing and didn't feel like he got that when he got to Auburn as the season went on.
I would think that Auburn expected to have a McDonald's All-American that was going to come out and score 20 points a game. You know, I mean, that works both ways, right? I mean, the guy got plenty of minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I saw him take plenty of shots. And if he's making his shots, then that dream becomes a reality, right?
If you make shots, you don't come off the court.
Yeah. I mean, hey, kid didn't make shots.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I don't think this is the last we'll ever see of this.
Troy says in conference, he shot 19% behind the arc. That is awesome.
No, that's not going to get him playing time in Tuscaloosa for sure.
In conference, he shot 31% from the field.
From the field, yes. Yeah.
That's.
I mean, he wasn't getting playing time in Auburn for that. He's not going to get playing time in Tuscaloosa for that.
That's right.
That has to change for him.
That's right. Because if you look at the scholarship players right now at Alabama, if they all come back, Grant Nelson, who still isn't, you know, officially out of the NBA conversation, Mark obviously has declared for the NBA, leaving open the door to come back. So there's still maybe some room on the roster that you're replacing a couple of guys. But right now, if everybody comes back that could come back, it's a crowded roster in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, but I think it's a good investment for Nate and Alabama because I would assume that Aiden, where his stock is, maybe $100,000, maybe not even $100,000. And this kid could come out and be tremendous for you.
Okay, hold that NIL thought, okay? Well, let's just go ahead and get to it here. So you brought that up because let's do the Seth Davis thing here.
Okay.
I mean, because we all know.
I haven't seen this.
We all know that Nate Oates, when Kentucky was kicking the tires, didn't want any more money for himself. You know, one thing he wanted was what?
A little NIL bit, money and bit, some for his assistants.
A little bit more NIL money.
And practice facility.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. But Kentucky was a big job.
But NIL money was one thing, right? We all heard that, right? Yeah. Hashtag Yay Alabama. You know, Greg Byrne says, hey, kept a coach. Hey, got to keep NIL. Everybody done
it. That was Greg's first tweet about it.
Seth Davis throws this tweet out. Huge loss. This is Seth Davis, CBS, if you don't know who he is. Huge loss for Auburn, compounded by his decision to play for Bama. He is well-positioned for a classic sophomore breakout season. I don't know the details, always a cautionary phrase. I don't know the details, but can safely assume Bama had a lot more NIL money to offer.
Well, let's diagram the sentence the way we used to do in school, right?
Well, I pointed out the pop that the pop that popped for me, Brown. I don't know the details.
Yeah,
well, yes, that's one. I mean, I don't know that you could qualify this as a huge loss for Auburn. I think that's a bit of an overstatement.
Oh, I think you can't right now.
Yeah, I mean, Auburn is in excellent shape.
I mean, based on expectations, I would give Holloway a D. for first season.
And I'm just looking at
is
what,
that fair?
Yeah, and I'm just looking at what Auburn's starting five will be next year. And by the way, Aiden Holloway was not going to be in that starting five had he stayed at Auburn. Now maybe he could have played his way in there, but I don't think in Bruce Pearl's mind, Aiden Holloway was in the starting five for Auburn.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think so. I personally don't think so. But I mean, Bruce Pearl gets paid a lot more to coach Auburn than I do. So you know,
I
maybe,
just know
maybe
right
does.
Now. The guards that won the SEC championship, Aiden Holloway's at Alabama, Trey Donaldson's at Michigan, and Katie Johnson's at George Mason.
So what you hope for is, you hope if you're an Auburn fan, that for whatever reason the kid was a bad apple and he ruins Alabama's bunch, right? I mean, that's what you're hoping for if you're an Auburn fan. If the kid's a bad apple, he's a bad apple there too, and it's going to ruin the bunch. And again, it is addition by subtraction.
I would think Nate
case.
Got in front of that.
Would you would hope.
Well,
you would hope.
That was
risk-free.
That was my relationship comparison there because we've all heard, you know, from Auburn folks that, you know, some issues off the court, dealing with some personal things all year long. Some of it became attitude and confidence and all of that. And that was the whole, you're willing to take the upside and feel like you can deal with the problems that have happened in the past. You feel like you can correct those. We'll see if that happens.
Well, and I would think that NIL fluctuates. Like, if you're not performing up to a certain standard, then, hey, we can figure this out. We can also, if you would have had a unbelievable season, he probably would have gone to the NBA, but if you have an unbelievable season, then we pay you more.
Yeah.
See, if you've had a crap season, based on expectations, we pay you less. So that's why I think Alabama's getting him at bottom basement price right now.
Here's what I think when it comes to NIL, back to the Seth Davis tweet. It's not like a salary cap in the NFL. Right? Where, say, one school, or that everybody has $10 million, or one school only has $4 million and one school has $10 million. I feel like the NIL works like this, that, man, we've got to get another $800,000 or we're going to lose our quarterback. And at some point, somebody picks up the phone and calls somebody, and somebody says, well, I don't want to lose our quarterback. I'll give you $400,000. And then somebody else says, well, I'll kick in $100,000. And then somebody says, I'll kick in $300,000. All of a sudden, our NIL has $800,000. So I don't know how you can say one school has more NIL money than the other, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but I think they do, though.
Well, I mean, you do in the general term.
But right. I mean, we all know that Texas has got more money than Texas Tech.
That's right. But if it comes down to, man, we need to keep this player, or we can get this player if we could give him $800,000. Well, then you call Mr. Deep Pockets, who calls Mr. Medium Pockets, a couple of Mr. Medium Pockets, and you see if you can get that money.
Or do you ever go to one of your receivers and say, hey, look, to keep your quarterback, I need 50 back from you.
I'm going to say,
I mean, we're talking contracts. I mean, certain people do restructure their deals. I think that would be more difficult.
Yeah, that would be more difficult. I just think that NIL money that's available is a moving target. Obviously, Alabama coming off the Final Four and Kentucky kicking the tires, Nate probably has a little bit more in his coffers right now without having to make a phone call.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, because it was just a recently big topic for him.
I mean, this was already
heated
as I could see Alabama-Auburn basketball has ever been, where the rivalry is right now. So just another layer to it.
I just don't know how much NIL played into this. But I assume in everything now in college, money does play a role.
Well, if you're Aiden, though, real quick, Brown, if they come to you and they're like, hey, you know, we gave you, and I'm just throwing out numbers, we gave you $300,000 last year, you played $100,000, we're going to pull you back. I mean, that would upset a player in itself.
It probably would. I mean, you know, I think a more reasonable guess than NIL on the Auburn end is Auburn went out and got J.P. Pegues. And Aiden looked at that and said, I'm not playing in front of him, and I'm not playing in front of Denver Jones as a starter, right? So either Bruce Pearl flat out told him, you're not playing in front of J.P. Pegues, you're not playing in front of Denver Jones, or he was just smart enough to do the math and say, I'm not playing in front of those guys, so I'm out. Now, where the NIL could come into play for Alabama would be Mark Sears is still an unknown, right?
Sorry, I mean, feel like the coaches probably know where Mark's leaning.
I think everybody feels like Mark Sears. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. That's a dangerous word. But I think most people feel like Mark Sears plays at Alabama next year.
I would think so, yes.
I'm not 100% sure of that.
Well, but you're a warrior by nature. So is
I am.
Yeah, it's Alabama G League or
Europe.
He's going to transfer out somewhere else.
I mean, you don't know.
I don't know what.
What Mark Sears is hearing, right?
I don't.
And you don't know if Mark Sears says, man, my stock may not ever be higher. If I was in the Final Four, I was second team All-American. So you don't know.
I mean, Sears might be like, if I am going to be one of the 60 guys drafted, I don't care if I'm in the second round. I just want somebody to sign me. I know it's not a guaranteed contract, but I'm good enough that I can go earn my way onto this roster. I don't think it's great advice, but all it takes is one person to tell him that's what's going to happen.
And we've seen people make choices off of what one person or a group of people have told them in the past. So I don't think anything's 100%.
No, it's not 100%. That's why it's backed off from everybody. I just think the consensus opinion is that he will be back in Tuscaloosa, but you don't know 100%. So now on the NIL front, if he comes back, that is not going to be cheap. Mark Sears.
I mean, people are talking about right now, $800, $850.
For Mark Sears?
That's what I said. I mean,
what do you think he could top out at in Europe? Let's just say he doesn't get drafted first round and he says G League or Europe, I'm going to try Europe.
Oh, the best European leagues can pay him over $1 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would think early on he's making a couple hundred grand. I mean, his best move is come back Bama.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Once you go Europe, it is hard to come back to the NBA, isn't it? I mean, how many guys do that? How many guys take the European route and then they're like, NBA, you know what? We screwed up on this kid. We need to go get him.
Very rarely.
Yeah, you don't
because
see it.
What's keeping Mark Sears?
In fact,
Sears?
I used to have a T-shirt. Once you go Europe, you don't
go back.
Back.
What's keeping Mark Sears out of the league?
His height.
Is he going to grow in Europe?
I don't think so.
He's not
going to grow anymore in Alabama.
We can work it out. Again, I've got some inches. I'll sell him.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a good T-shirt.
Lance made that offer to one intern, and then we had one fellow employee that just flat out told Lance, if I had your height, I'd be in the NFL. Yeah, so Lance's height is valuable.
Garrison Brooks is who we're talking about. I would assume he's in Europe, or is he G League?
I need to catch up with Garrison. You know, it's a failure on my part. We didn't have him on before Bama, North Carolina. That was a complete failure on my part. Now, I apologize.
It's a team failure, Brownie. Anybody could have stepped in, yes.
Could have said something.
Hey,
didn't even think about it. In that aspect,
it falls under my purview, so it's my fault. I'm not going to blame anybody else. I should have had him on. I know he was doing some North Carolina stuff on TV. But I mean, he was in the same boat. He had a skill set that worked in the NBA. His problem was it only worked at the position where he was too small to play.
Okay, so I threw out with Sears, I thought the number would be about 800 a couple of weeks ago. I talked to somebody that very credible, and they said the number's 250. And
250?
Yeah, I was blown away when I heard that. I think it's more.
Yeah. Well, I'm being discussed as one of the greatest players in Alabama history.
Yeah, which, I mean, if you're just doing standalone seasons, it's got to be a top three season.
Yeah, because they went to the Final Four. Okay, there's a little basketball to start things off with you on Aiden Holloway, the rare Auburn, Alabama. What Brown touched on, and it was part of his final thought, parting shot.
Bottom line, Jim.
Bottom line on the zone last night. He and I talked about it on the drive back from Talladega. The changing world of transfers, we'll get into that a little bigger because this is going to be commonplace, I believe, moving forward. We'll talk about that. Our friends at the Regents Tradition returning to Greystone May 8th through the 12th. Just around the corner, we'll be watching the greatest golfers in history roll into Alabama again to play this great event, the Regents Tradition. You can be there, RegentsTradition.com, RegentsTradition.com. Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker, who is the guy to always beat at Greystone, he is there. And don't miss the Drummond Company Celebrity Pro-Am. You'll get Kalen DeBoer, he'll be there. You'll get Nick Saban, he'll be there. You'll get Nate Oates. He'll be there. From the Auburn side, Hugh Freeze will be there. Charles Barkley will be there. Riley Green, the great country music singer, he'll be there. Enjoy the White Claw Watering Hole. We'll be broadcasting from on Wednesday. You can have food trucks, a Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony, and a whole lot more. Buy your tickets today, RegentsTradition.com. RegentsTradition.com. Brownie.
Which Black Jacket is it, Rockstar? Is it one of yours that is doing Regents?
I don't think it's one of mine because we have a wedding the next day.
I think
day
you would know by now if it were.
We have a wedding the next day, so I know that.
Party Band of the Year is doing a wedding?
Yeah, we're doing a wedding in Homewood, I believe. So I don't know if I'm part of the Regions thing.
That's a heck of a wedding band right there. You guys have seen. Yeah. What do you call it? Party of the year?
Party of the year.
It's, party of the year. That is high energy, big stuff. That's a heck of a wedding band.
One more big thing here in this opening segment. Alabama, who Will Reichard could become first Alabama kicker drafted since 1966. Thursday night or Friday or Saturday as you go into the weekend, or he may sign as a free agent. He's got a chance to play in the NFL moving forward. Alabama loses Will Reichard, and they have brought in the Groza Award-winning kicker from Miami of Ohio, a guy who went to the portal, came out of the portal, went back in the portal Friday, and quickly committed to Alabama. If you're following along, his name is Graham Nicholson. And I'm not going to backtrack on this.
Uh-oh.
I said this when Will Reichard didn't win the Groza Award.
Right.
I said, how can the kicker from Miami of Ohio win the Groza Award? The pressure kicks in Tuscaloosa have to be more pressure than in the MAC.
Well, so, pressure or not, Nicholson was 27 of 28. He was 10 of 11 from 40-plus. He obviously can kick in conditions. I agree with you. I think sometimes when it comes down to these awards, they're like, Reichard played in front of millions of people. He's the all-time leading scorer in the SEC. Let's throw a bone to the MAC.
Yeah. Okay. Will Reichard's kicks at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, look.
Baller.
Nobody can argue that at all.
Does anybody know the one missed kick that Graham Nicholson had?
I got it. It was against Toledo, Jim, but they won the game.
I was going to say Toledo.
Yeah. It was Toledo.
It was against Toledo, but it was in the MAC championship game.
Well, they won the game 23-14.
But it was in the MAC championship game.
Well, what are you trying to say?
The most pressure moment that you can have in the MAC.
He was 3 of 4.
Okay, well, no, he missed a 40-something.
I think Kalen DeBoer comfortable enough to bring this kid, and I think it shows you a couple of things. I think the kid was looking more high profile, was looking to make more NIL, which he wasn't going to make with the Redhawks. And I think Kalen DeBoer and staff, they've got three guys, and we had somebody on a couple of weeks ago asked about it, and they were like, it's probably kicker by committee. You don't want kicker by committee.
No, you don't. Talty was a scholarship kicker, recruited and signed to a scholarship. Thought he was going to be the kicker last year. Reichard came back for the extra
year. I think it's a brilliant move.
Here's the upside.
Yeah.
Here's the upside. He comes in now. The other school that wanted him, it came down to two schools.
Penn State.
No, higher.
Penn State.
Yeah, Michigan.
Higher.
Ohio State.
It came down to Alabama and Ohio
really?
State.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's the upside.
Yeah, go for that kid.
And we've heard, and I don't know how accurate this is. Do you guys believe that they have spent, when you're talking about coaches NIL, $30 million on this season?
That's the report. Coaches Chip Kelly, basically, and all their NIL, $35 million, I think, is the number I saw.
Right, it's probably still climbing. I mean, I wonder what they are.
I don't think they're done.
I mean, if you're this kicker, though.
So you think they pulled out their pockets when Nicholson was in town?
Sorry.
Maybe.
Sorry, buddy.
But we're a poverty program when it comes to kicker.
But if you're Graham Nicholson, do you not go to the highest bidder when it comes to those two? Look, you've already won the Lou Groza. I mean, I think Ohio State's in a better position to play for a national championship this year than Alabama. I mean, Alabama's one of 5, 6, 7 teams that could win it.
Oh, I liked his plan, Alabama or Ohio State, because if I'm going to get drafted in the NFL, the Lou Groza Award is nice, but if I'm going to get drafted in the NFL, they're going to need to see good tape, me in front of big crowds in big games. Ohio State plays some big games. Alabama plays some big games. Both could be in the playoffs. Ohio State right now, better odds to win a national championship. So he's coming to a place where the pressure point is going to be higher.
You say this, and I'm just throwing this out there, but I would bet of the 32 starting kickers, more than half, I would say 20-plus of the 32 went to Group 5 schools.
I kind of agree with Lance. I bet you will find precious few kickers in the NFL that played for a big-time program.
Well, I would tell you that against my theory here, nobody kicked bigger pressure kicks than the guy with the goggles at Georgia, and he flamed
Hot
out.
Rod. Rodrigo Blankenship.
Yep, yeah. Hot Rod did not make it.
He flamed out, right?
He did.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, he was good his first couple of years in Indy, and then he started, you know, he just got in between the ears and just couldn't make kicks.
Meanwhile, how many Carlsons are in the
NFL? I mean, as good as he was in college, He got cut by his first team, too.
He did, but then he dialed it in.
Well, he did, but I'm just, you know, it is far from automatic. I mean, it's just...
He got those knobs. Let's see if I tweak this up a little bit here. Boom.
Now, he figured it out at some point, but early on, it was not great for him.
Yeah. Reichard, who is the NCAA all-time scoring leader, and now you bring in the guy who won the award as the best kicker. Pretty sweet to be Alabama right now in the kicking department. All right, a lot more to get to, including
To head, do you think anybody would have known who won the Lou Groza this year?
Nope. No, I think everybody would have guessed Reichard.
Yeah. They only knew here locally because Reichard didn't win it.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know. I know we talked about it before.
When he's the NCAA all-time leading scorer, you're like, oh, it's probably that guy.
When the story broke, without knowing who it was, they said, oh, Alabama's getting the Lou Groza Award winner. I thought it was a kid from Utah, but he was the punter, right?
So he won the Ray Guy?
No. Or is that, I don't know. It seemed like Utah had somebody good in the kicking awards at some point. All right, that's our opening segment. Portal news both ways, leading other places to Alabama in both those cases. Best and worst of the weekend, part of the next segment that's coming up, and a lot more to get to. Chip Brown on what Arch Manning did to wow everyone in Austin, coming up at 10 Central to start hour number two. Show being brought to you today by our friends at Odie's. Odie's, one of those great American bar scenes.
Odie's Tavern, the original Crestline Village. We'll be doing Odie's Team Trivia coming up this Wednesday. The newest location in Homewood, right there in Edgewood, the corner of Broadway and Oxmoor. Incredible food from Rodney Davis for the last 33-plus years. Award-winning wings, delicious burgers, great sandwiches, including that Diablo sandwich. Ice-cold beer buckets full of the Bud Light. Live music every Friday and Saturday. NBA action will be on the TVs, both locations tonight. Stop in, see Woolhaven, that great staff. Two locations, Odie's Tavern.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And in New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gem by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Let's face it, a home is one of the most powerful assets you can have, and our friends at Mortgage Right want to help you build wealth through home ownership. Mortgage Right is all about providing competitive rates, a variety of loan products, and a multitude of resources for a seamless home buying experience. They treat their borrowers like family and are always looking to bring more happy homeowners under their roof. See more by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today and start living. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239 Equal Housing Lender.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the region's tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club. And don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regent's Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Hang out with the Next Round on the go. Whether you're driving to work, running errands, sitting on the beach, or you just need a break from the real world, we can keep you company. Check out the Next Round, Mystery Fifth Hour, and our other shows on your favorite podcast app. We'll meet you there.
Hemp Hill brings us best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to that in just a second. One of my favorite things, I love being at Talladega Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Had a blast out there. The finish was unbelievable with Tyler Reddick winning and cars sideways and upside down right at the finish line. And Reddick shot the gap and won the race. First time Michael Jordan has been at the track when his team actually won the race.
And so are they saying he's the landmine?
Well, yeah, they were saying
that they never race well when he's there. And he really stood in the background. I don't think they really knew he was there.
Well, did I get this correctly? When the picture was sent out from whoever this guy is on Twitter.
That is Jalen Milroe and Michael Jordan.
No, I know Jalen Milroe. I'm talking about whoever posted the picture.
Right.
Okay. Because it talked about Jalen Milroe and they didn't say a word about Michael Jordan. And I'm like, I get that Jalen Milroe's there,
yeah,
but that's Michael Jordan.
The other guy was pretty good. Yeah. Cool scene, though, with Jordan like picking up Reddick's kid and holding him the whole time.
Walking, you ready to go see him? Walking him through the confetti. It was really good.
It was pure, real joy for Michael Jordan. I mean, like, he was super excited about winning this thing.
So is Tyler Reddick like Max Homa? Is he like a up-and-coming? Like, I'd never heard of the kid, ever.
I think it was his sixth NASCAR win, his first at Talladega, probably his biggest win. I don't really know a whole lot about him, but he's part of the 2311 Racing. It's owned by Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's the most money involved in it. And it was such a good win there. That was a classic finish. And then our time out there, thank you to Johnson RV Center. Nick Johnson had us a good setup on the infield there. Some of the pictures from the weekend here. My best favorite part of the whole weekend was the Saturday when we're walking around LT's doing interviews. And Emily Grace, there's a tram that is rolling, multiple trams that are going, that are giving fans tours around the facility. And all of a sudden, Emily Grace said, I think I just saw Auburn quarterback Peyton Thorne on a tram.
So
I was
random.
Like, huh, that tram that just went by at 20 miles per hour, you just saw Peyton Thorne. She goes, is there a chance he's here? And I was like, well, it's a Saturday in Auburn, Alabama. I said, back in the day when Alabama players were from Alabama, they used to come to the races. So maybe he's here, but how in the world did you pick Peyton Thorne out of a crowd when you weren't looking for Peyton Thorne? But it was him. And then LT had a chance to talk to Peyton Thorne, Auburn starting quarterback at the infield in Talladega.
Better NASCAR movie, would you go Talladega Nights or Days of Thunder? Have you seen either?
I'm going Talladega Nights because I haven't seen Days of Thunder, so I got to go Talladega.
Are you not a Tom Cruise guy?
I mean, I'm a Tom Cruise guy, but I just haven't seen that one.
Okay. What species is Yoda? Any idea?
Oh, gosh. I'm not a Star Wars guy either, so I apologize on that. Oh,
I'm not either.
Alien, I guess. I mean, maybe alien.
I know how you'll probably answer this. But we've asked, who is the greater American, Abraham Lincoln or Nick Saban?
I got to go Abe Lincoln. Respect to Nick Saban for sure.
Okay.
But I got to go Abe Lincoln.
Who's got the more ridiculous shirt on, me or you?
I don't know. I just picked this up the other day. So I'll let the fans decide that.
I mean, but you're an Eagle guy. I mean, you know, spirit, right?
I guess. I mean, if that's what you want to go with, I'm down for that.
But, I mean, a pet wolf would be kind of cool.
It would be. I mean, I'd be a little afraid of it. I'm not going to lie, but I guess that'd be cool.
Okay, so one day when you're in the NFL and you're cashing big checks, what it would be like your exotic animal you would want to own? Like Tony Montana, if you've ever seen Scarface, has got a tiger.
I'd go tiger.
Would you really go tiger?
I'd go tiger, yeah. The Auburn Tigers, and then, you know, my dad, I grew up, my dad went to high school, my grandpa was a coach, they were the Tigers, so I grew up liking Tigers, so I go Tiger.
Yeah, you own a pet tiger, you wake up in a pool of blood one morning.
Yeah, I don't think that's a wise move. I introduced Jack to Scarface. I know Rockstar hates it. First time he's ever seen it, and he absolutely loved it, but Tony Montana did have that tiger. Peyton, nice enough to put down his Raising Cane's and his Liquid Death there for us.
I noticed that.
Liquid Death, non-alcoholic. It doesn't look like it on the can, though.
Yeah, I know. It looks like
malt liquor.
Yeah. It really does. Yeah. It's water, right?
Yeah.
Well, Oxford drinks it all the time.
What a good kid, though.
I like Peyton.
And I still can't believe Emily Grace was able to pull that.
Yeah. It was Emily's down on campus. Emily Grace is down on campus a lot. And they double took.
Yeah, yeah, they did. They had a double take. He came back and he said, you're the reporter, right?
You're the reporter. You're the quarterback.
Yeah.
Me, LT.
Nice kid, man. I mean, you've spent now two extended periods of time with him. We spent a lot of time with him when we were down at Auburn. I really like Peyton Thorne. I mean, I hope he performs well. I hope he breaks out and has a really good year. I think he seems like a good kid to me, and I'm pulling for him.
Hempel brings us best and worst of the weekend, LT.
205-229-2090. Adam, Chad, Andrew, the guys at Hempel Services. Call them. They're going to take care of you. Hard to stop a train. HempelServices.com for more information. Trust the name since 1954. Whether you experience plumbing, heating, or cooling issues in your home or business, they are ready to serve you. 205-229-2090 or HempelServices.com.
Sooner Rod really in, Brownie. My best is Texas will lose to OU again. quarterback room looks pretty good right now, Sooner Rod. I want to see Jackson Arnold. I can't wait to see Jackson Arnold in the game.
I love Dylan Gabriel.
I did too. I liked him too. Of course, I liked Spencer Rattler before that. I like Caleb Williams before that. I liked all the Heisman Trophy winners before that.
I like Caleb Williams until he started talking.
Yeah.
Dude, Talladega, some of the things that I saw on the boulevard, like you've got girls that are doubling up or tripling up as bartenders, Girl Scout cookie salespeople, and strippers.
Yeah.
That is a wide variety of jobs.
Technically tripling up.
Really is. Those are the girls that thought Michael Keaton was in the house. Did you hear about that, Brown?
I did. I've seen the video. I can't believe they were that gullible.
I mean, legitimately thought it was Michael Keaton.
I asked Dunaway yesterday. I was like, was that staged? He's like, no, they really thought it was Michael Keaton. No, they got pissed.
To the point. Yeah. To the point, LT. Because I was talking to one of our fans, changing some pictures we had taken. And so I got separated from you guys as I'm walking back to the Johnson RV holler. This is me being introduced as Michael Keaton to them, and they so buy it that they take a selfie with me.
I mean, what are the chances that that girl's, I'm going to guess 24, that she says the new Bond should be the original Batman, a movie from 1989.
And then you've got Dunaway standing right over there. Yes.
And then I give her the courtesy hug. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, I'm a little out of shape. I told them since I was Batman, that was my lie. So I'm walking back by LT, and they said, come here, come here. And I walk over there, and the blonde says, you're not Michael Keaton. And I said,
busted.
Who said I was Michael Keaton? So I figured I'd
You played it off, right?
And she's like, I was so excited. I sent my dad, who's a huge Michael Keaton fan, a picture of me and you together. And he wrote back instantly, honey, that's not Michael Keaton.
Okay. I think dad has bigger concerns than you being Michael Keaton. Yeah. Layton sends me that picture in that situation. We got some issues. Life 360 ain't working.
Honey, what are you wearing?
Laura asked a really good question that we need to get to.
What does Laura ask?
Brie chicken fry.
Oh, now, I only heard half this story.
Well, So Kelsey and EG and Lil T, they pulled me to the side and they were like, well, what do you got tonight? Do you have plans? And I was like, I mean, I kind of do, but I don't. And they were like, 7 o'clock, we are going to drop a surprise on Dunaway. Brie Chicken Fry is going to meet him.
That's right.
Yeah. And once Dunaway found out, then it wasn't important for me to stay. But now I wish I would have stayed because I heard that it was, is awkward a good way to put it?
It is. I've never seen the video that is out there.
I saw it.
I haven't seen this.
Taylor sent it to you?
Yeah.
There's video with you and Tree Burke and Brie Chicken Fry.
You know, I was driving back in the car and I thought to myself, I bet Taylor has shared that video without sending it to me. But
share it with me if it's a consolation.
So here's the deal. We got signals crossed. I didn't set this up. But I was told we were doing an interview, which made me nervous. I just wanted to meet her to start with. But then we were doing an interview. So now I'm thinking, well, okay, I got to do an interview with her. So we go over there and we get there about 30 minutes earlier. She is surrounded by a handler from Barstool that travels with her. Right. She's sitting in a golf cart.
She's a Barstool employee, right? But she's also dating Zach Bryan, the country music superstar.
But remember, we found out what the tie was. It's Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's brought her to town, yes. Okay. But, okay, so I liked her. Remember, I brought her up on the show before she was dating Zach Bryan.
I liked Zach Bryan. No idea who she was.
Yeah. So I brought her up on the show because she's fabulous on social media. Really
interesting. That's what you tell me. Yeah.
Yeah. But then they've got two cameras. So they have two guys running cameras and like three other people that travel with Barstool. So it's a Barstool. They're sitting on three golf carts as I approach them. And we're about 30 minutes early. And I thought it would be a little, you know, wimpy to have little T or EG or Kelsey walk up to her.
Right.
He's here for his interview. So I walk up and I said, hey, I'm Jim from the Next Round in Birmingham. They've set up an interview for us, something along these lines. If you want to go in, we're here early. You're already out here. If you want to go ahead and knock it out now, we can, you know, you can get on with your night. We don't have to wait around until 7 o'clock.
I heard the approach was different.
She said something on her face, and I said, I'm sorry, I DM'd you 16 times trying to get you on our show in the past.
Yikes.
Her facial expressions really changed then.
By the way, 16 is very specific.
That is very, is it really 16, or was that typical Dunaway overstatement?
And I said at that point, when her facial expression changed, you know, I got really nervous then. Because it changed, and I said, I was just trying to get you on the show. Uh-huh. Really big fan of your talent, and I said, if you and O'Malley want to go and do the interview now, and she's like, O'Malley's flight got delayed. She's not going to be here till 7, so we can do it at 7. So the girls, that's 30 minutes. So the girls needed to go to the bathroom, so we walked to the bathroom. Before we make it to the bathroom, we get a text from...
But if you're not nervous, then you probably say, hey, let's just do a one-on-one real quick, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We don't need O'Malley.
I'm socially awkward to begin with.
Who's O'Malley?
Her co-host.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that the girl that wears a hat a lot, long hair?
So that's another female, O'Malley.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just know that I'm socially awkward anyway.
So y'all go to the bathroom.
So we go to the bathroom. Before we get to the bathroom, we get the person who set it up for us text, there is no interview. It's just a gym meet and greet. That's it. Just a gym meet and greet. And at that point, I felt like, well, I just met her and greeted her. So there's no need to go back.
So who told you that? There's no interview. It's just a gym meet and greet?
Yeah.
Their people?
No. It was the people who were working for us to help set it up through Talladega.
Yeah. I think happened is her people sent them, and they were like, what the hell's going on? Yeah.
Who is this guy?
But when I mentioned interview, she had no clue she was doing an interview.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm not even sure she knew she was doing a meet and greet.
So was she pleasant to you?
She was not mean at all.
Okay, good.
She was not mean at all.
We have video.
Yeah.
Jim, they say never meet your heroes. Yeah. Would this fall in that category?
I am not. I am not. I didn't unfollow her, if that's what you're asking.
No, it's not at all what I asked.
Question. Did she block you?
I don't. She doesn't follow me, first off. Listen, she is going to be a superstar.
Okay.
And is already rising as a superstar. And
what is her talent that separates herself from the masses?
She's just really good on camera. I can't describe it. She's just really good on camera.
You should DM her and try to get on the show.
I tried 16-ish times, Rockstar.
Okay.
To try to get her on the show.
But you're still a fan. This did not...
I am still a fan. I'm just saying that when you're like,
there was a hesitation.
No, yeah. I noticed. Yeah. Well, I noticed.
I mean,
you had to think about that.
We all know Dave Portnoy is pretty successful, right?
Yes, he's done well.
Yeah, and all I did at the Rose Bowl was put up a sign on a glass.
Yeah,
and he gave me 10 or 15, 20 seconds of interaction on camera at the Rose Bowl. And she's going to be
a star.
Not to Dave's level, but it's going to be a big star.
Uh-huh. Did she give you 10 seconds?
Oh, we talked for a little bit longer than that whole video.
Okay.
And it had to be weird.
That whole video was 15 seconds. Yeah.
Seemed like an hour to me.
Imagine how long it seemed to her. Yes.
But you know, I'm probably her oldest fan.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But
I'm probably her.
I'm going to say you're way out of their demographic.
I'm probably her oldest fan for her talents. How about that?
Okay.
Not her looks.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah. So I just it was great talking to her. She was tremendously nice, as I told our group, more attractive in person than she is on camera.
So basically, when y'all walked to the bathroom, somebody got the text saying, hey, that was it, and y'all just never
Kelsey,
went back.
Kelsey, who was setting it up, it was going to be a surprise for me,
right,
which I thanked them for doing.
Right.
Really didn't want it to turn into a part of the show and didn't know the video was being passed around, but, you know, it's okay.
Sorry.
I'm the punching bag. It's fine.
No, I mean, you were out there three full days. You served a lot of time out there.
Yeah, you did. Dunaway did.
And I know Saturday, you said, I'm going to walk through the media center and I might, you know,
well,
Bree Chicken Fry.
I knew she was there and I went trying to, because I knew she would be around their race team and I was looking for her. And as I texted Kelsey and Taylor and EG, I was like, thank you. It was a tremendous gesture to try to set it up for
that was
a good
very
meet
nice
and greet.
How did the surprise get blown? Because I would have done my best to stay out there. And now I really wish I would have been out there.
But. Because and when I was arriving at the track early on, I text our buddy Brian, who runs the track. He's the president, CEO.
Yeah, track
of
president, Brian Crichton.
Brian Crichton, great dude, by the way.
As good as I come.
What's Bree Chicken Fry's official role out here today? Is she, you know, gentlemen, start your engines?
Did he say who?
Yeah. Is she right, what is
right,
she doing?
Right.
And he wrote back, you know, he said, you know, she's here with Raising Cane's Racing.
Okay.
And promoting the track on social media, which is a big boost for them. If you go watch her stuff and the Barstool reaction to this, it's a great selling point for coming to Talladega. And so I said, well, if there's a chance for me to meet her, would love to. Big fan. And he wrote back, I'll get so-and-so to set it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I was just joking. Just joking. And
he played that one, huh?
I was just joking, but for real.
Yeah, I was just joking.
Yeah.
So then later on, he texted me. He says, hey, worked out. We got you meeting her at 7 o'clock.
He didn't know that somebody else was. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
So it was all going. All right, that's a little bit of the best and the worst of Talladega. Meeting her was absolutely the best.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
It was fun.
I really am glad.
Did
I'm
you at least DM her and say, like, hey, it was nice to meet you?
Yeah.
I did not. I'm going to cool it on the DMs.
Oh, roll out number 17. At least she'll recognize who it is this time.
I'm not sure she will. I think her quote was, oh, there's no way I saw any of those. That was her quote.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It's abundantly clear.
Is that an easy way to say I'm a superstar now?
Yeah. I just assume that she has people managing, or she doesn't look at her DMs because of what they could be.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I would look at them if I'm her.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair. All right. So there you go. Best and worst of the weekend brought to you by Hemp Hill. The show is also being brought to you by our friends at Bandwagon right there in downtown Homewood.
Yeah. Time to jump on the bandwagon. Listen here now. If you are in All-Star season, if you're not, it's coming up. Bandwagon wants to help your team look their best, and then they'll play their best, right? If you got a vision for that team uniform, you've already got the vision. Great. Bandwagon's perfect for you. If you're starting from scratch, you don't have the vision. Great. Bandwagon's perfect for you. They can make sure, whatever the case, your team hits the field in style. Their staff, they're amazing. They walk alongside you throughout the design, creation, sizing, and more. Not just uniforms. Bandwagon can create any custom apparel, whether it's your business looking for their newest polo or that all-star mom team wants matching tank tops. Bandwagon Sports has got you. BandwagonSports.com. Next round, time to jump on the bandwagon. BandwagonSports.com.
Pritch Law, freezing balls in the parking lot was his worst of the weekend at Talladega. Best of the weekend was the sun coming out for the race. It did work out perfect weather-wise.
Saturday did get a little chilly.
Yeah, Sunday was great.
Sunday, chilly early, and then it got great for the race. Michael, we saw Pete Davidson over the weekend. Really good, he says. Laura says, the problem was Breed had heard she was meeting Michael Keaton, and then we're back in a moment on the next round.
Follow LT on Twitter at The Lance Taylor.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. Compassionate and comprehensive urological care with 35 physicians, 17 locations across Alabama. Their patient-centered approach to all of your urological needs. Remember, they've got that new men's health center. It is beautiful, helping men with a wide range of sensitive male issues in a comfortable environment. You can always go online, visit urologycentersalabama.com, schedule an appointment with one of their many urologists today.
Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from the next round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got five crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, mydrytech.com. That is mydrytech.com.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amfirst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the region's tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club. And don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regent's Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
That's a terrible song.
We continue on, Chip Brown from Austin, on the Texas spring game and Texas moving to the SEC and expectations for Sark coming up in a little bit. But we do have some announcements coming out of TV times, including this one right here. Forrester hit it. Texas, Michigan, big noon kickoff on September 7th at the Big House. That is now officially a CLAT game. Longhorns and Wolverines. Good logos there. I don't know if Michigan will measure up on that
one.
Yeah,
I got a feeling this could be like that precursor to how bad this season's going to be for Michigan.
Oh, really? You think this is the wake-up call?
I mean, I could just see Texas roll in there and beat them by double digits. I mean, I still think Michigan's 8-9 wins.
Falls right in the same area where Texas went to Tuscaloosa last year and beat Alabama. Week 2 game there. Big noon kickoff there. Texas and Michigan officially announced. More on Texas at the top of the hour. The show being brought to you by our friends at Lake Fest. That big event coming up in May, LT.
Yeah, May 10th through the 12th, Lake Fest. You're going to absolutely love it. It is Alabama's largest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats, vehicles on display, vendors and fire trucks, live music all weekend, including that free Velco Pygmies concert on Saturday. It's going to be Mother's Day, free mimosas for mom on Sunday. They've got a fireworks show on Friday night. Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by Amfirst. Again, May 10th through the 12th. For more information, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
New college football rules are out there. 2-minute warning made official Friday right after the show. So too did helmet communications. First on helmet communications, it'll work exactly like the NFL. Green dots on the helmet and all. One person on each side, defense and offense, can have it. If the communication goes down for one team, you got to stop it on the other side. I like this rule, and it probably is the end of the end of the signs on the sidelines. Maybe, I guess, if you're doing the hurry up, the signs can still be around.
That was a fun novelty for a minute, but it lost its luster.
I've noticed specifically in video from Alabama. I haven't seen as much from Auburn. I saw it, I think, with Hugh Freeze, but I've noticed video in Alabama where Sheridan and Kane Womack are both, you know, you can both see them doing it in the spring practices.
Talking in the walkie-talkie.
That's right, talking in the walkie-talkie. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this works. I mean, it has virtually eliminated delays of game in the NFL.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you're a fan, if you're like, no, I kind of like the delay of game being part of the game. I mean, I don't know why you would.
I don't know who likes delay of games.
I don't either, Jim, but, you know, people find a reason to bitch about anything. Yeah. Oh, back in my day, they used to have a delay of game. Yeah. You know, you're probably going to hear that.
Also, back in my day, if the crowd was too loud, you could back away.
I don't know why. It seems like there's more delay of games in the NFL to me.
Do you really think so?
And they're more very lenient with that clock, too.
More than college, you think?
I don't know why.
I don't think there's any way.
It seems to jump out to me like that. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say this.
I said it's virtually eliminated, and you're like, I think there may be more than there are in college.
I think there are,
On the flip side, the two-minute warning, and people are saying they've sped the game up, Chase. They've sped the game up to slow it down again with a two-minute warning. I don't like that one. I do like the helmet comms. I will tell you this. It is a planned television timeout now, and they are saying...
I know that's what they're saying.
That it's not an added timeout.
Yeah.
It's a planned TV timeout, and they believe the people who help make the rules, and while dealing with the TV partners, they believe that that will allow the TV partners in the second and fourth quarters to know that they've got a planned TV time coming out. And for those that don't really understand, like with our show, we have a certain number of spots we got to get in before the show's over with. They've got a certain number of spots they got to get in before halftime and before the end of the game. And sometimes you'll get a back-to-back commercial break after a quick change of possession or after a touchdown kickoff, another commercial break, because they're trying to make sure they get all the commercials in the time they're supposed to get in. They're saying, like the NFL model, with a planned TV timeout at the two-minute warning, that they may avoid now those back-to-back commercial breaks.
Yes, so basically all they've done is shift TV timeouts. That's all they've done here is they've shifted them a little bit deeper in the game, and one of them will be at the two-minute, or in the half. Yeah. One of them will be at the two-minute warning in both halves.
Well, like in basketball, to your point, they've got assigned on-the-clock TV media timeouts. They don't in football.
The under 16, the under 12, the under 8, the under 4.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people assumed was, oh, look, college football is just creating another commercial break. And they are very quick to say, no, we are not doing that. We're just bumping them back and creating a two-minute warning. I don't like this one, don't hate this one. I don't know. I'm just going to have to wait and see on this one.
You might be right, by the way. So what? You know what each team average delays for the year in the NFL? A little over 5 for the year.
So
the most was the Minnesota Vikings had 11 delay of game penalties.
Yeah, that's in 17 games. That's a lot of snaps for only 11 delays.
That's less than 0.3 a game.
Yeah. So
that's a 10-yard penalty in the Canadian Football League.
Jeez.
Everything's fast in Canada.
They do not want you stopping that game there.
It's cold out here. Let's go.
I'll see on the 2-minute warning in the NFL. The 2-minute warning is frustrating if my team has the ball and the lead.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that clock stopping for anything. If my team doesn't have the ball and doesn't have the lead, the 2-minute warning is often a saving grace.
Here's the key, though. So many rule difference in the final 2 minutes of the college game than in the NFL game.
That is true.
And this gives a starting point, a very obvious that for the officials and coaches, players and everybody, the rules now after the 2-minute warning, hey, it's a 2-minute warning. Remember, final 2 minutes. These are the rules we're playing by. The clock's going to stop here. It's going to do this. It's going to do that.
But, you know, coaches in the NFL have schooled themselves on how to manage their timeouts going into the 2-minute warning when they're trying to extend the game. And I wonder if college coaches are already doing that or if they're going to have to learn trial by fire.
I bet they're going to class. I bet they're watching a lot of NFL film right now.
Yeah, I mean, and some of those guys that have coached the NFL before, like Nick Saban, probably it stuck with him, you know, a guy that has spent some time in the NFL. And Chip Kelly, maybe, you know, as an offensive coordinator at Ohio State, could be a valuable asset. Guy's been a head coach in the NFL at Philadelphia. So, you know, I think those guys probably have somewhat of an advantage of knowing when and where to use your timeouts when you're trying to get the ball
back. Kiffin coached in the NFL. Sark was an OC in the NFL.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think those guys probably have a little bit of an advantage. Because how often do you see NFL coaches botch their timeouts going into the 2-minute warning? I mean,
rarely.
Most of those guys know how to handle that. Now, they'll screw up clock management in other places, but they know how to handle the 2-minute warning timeout.
Yeah. Chip Brown coming up at the top of the hour here. That was some college football big news that broke Friday after our show ended. Jim Harbaugh was busy over the weekend. Forrest, if you can pull that out. He's now the coach of the L.A. Chargers. He is on his way to the NFL draft this week, but he's bringing along with him a new tattoo. Look at Harbaugh staring at the camera.
God, he's such a weirdo.
Getting a tattoo. Gets the big Michigan M, 15-0 on the side there for the national championship. Harbaugh forever inked as a Michigan man.
I mean, it's a tiny one.
Well, I'll give him credit.
It's bigger than mine. It's bigger than yours.
He kept his word. Yep. He said he was going to get it done.
I mean, he's going for Michigan. He could have completely ignored that, right?
What did he say? Something about pain's irrelevant?
Yeah, something stupid, I'm sure.
So there you go. Jim Harbaugh tatted up before the NFL draft happening on Thursday night. Thursday night, we're at Twin Peaks with a pre-draft party celebration and show. You can join us just after 4 o'clock. We'll be there most of the night there, and the NFL draft gets going a little later on, I think around 6. You can jump in there. Twin Peaks, just there in Hoover. Come join us, and we'll have a great time there. Top of the hour show being brought to you by the Indy Grand Prix of Alabama. NASCAR in the rear view now. We're heading out to Barber Motorsports.
Yeah, and the road to the Indy 500 runs right through Birmingham. You can see it for yourself. Fastest drivers in the world going to be there. Guys like Astor Nevis, Dixon, Newgarden, they're all trying to win this thing. Country music superstar Riley Green is the Grand Marshal. He'll give the most iconic command in racing. Start your engines. It is the Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by AmFirst at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now. We talk with Chip Brown next on The Next Round.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.